morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy K, Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour. Also, something that you're maybe not thinking enough about if you're out there on the dating scene, maybe bring back people to your place, that in a couple of minutes on the show. First, let's say you're out and about and you spot somebody like, whoa, they are super attractive. But social distancing, maybe shyness, whatever the case might be, you guys don't have an interaction. You miss that connection. Where you write about that online is on Craigslist on their Miss Connection section. And you just hope, you hope and you pray that this person that you had your eyeballs on will stumble across this posting and realize that you got eyes for them. Unfortunately, most people probably don't frequent this the way we do. That's why we throw them out here on the show to cast a wider net and maybe make some love connections happen. First one was probably shared back in like 07, 08, and we've yet to make any love connections, but that just means we're overdue, I suppose. Let's grab this one. It's called Out of Gas. I heard you went out looking for me. Warm. Home. That's where you want me to be. But I'm chained. Chained to a situation I cannot escape. I want your romance. I want your wildness. I want your freedom. I want to leave the city behind. I know that farm life is for me. You know who you are. Take me away. Take me away. Take me away to the farm. Let me have a good day where I can be safe and warm. I'm sorry for this life storm. Just know that I'm glad to have this wonderful life that we had. In my thoughts, I'll be warm with you. Just take me back to the farm with you. Is this meant to rhyme? If you contact me, we can be together, us birds of blonde feathers. I wonder what weather gauge got stuck. Well, honestly, it was my luck. I guess his lucky day. Do you remember my birthday? I remember what happened to your granddad. It made me very sad. I would like you to come back and unchain me. Unchain me now. Bring me to the farm. And then I can be in your arms. I do think it was meant to rhyme.
Is it supposed to be some poem?
No, is it not a Dixie Chick song? Take me to the farm or something?
Is it?
Take me to the farm. I don't know country, but it sounds like the lyrics to Dixie Chicks.
I'd kind of like to see those two get together.
I don't know.
Is she chained somewhere? Does she need help?
Yes.
Do you need assistance? Post another misconnection if you do, but be more specific. Now, this one, misconnection titled Jen. Jen, it's been a while. We met a couple of times, and I think I paid for one of your dinners. I'd love to reconnect. My number changed, so hit me up here.
Oh, I bet they're like a hookup.
He just wants his dinner now.
Yeah. That's what I think. I like how we mentioned that. I think I paid for your dinner once.
Aldi's. I saw you from a distance. You were shopping. Your bangs were beautiful. I quietly complimented them. You heard me whisper. I spoke louder. I said, you have amazing bangs. I was looking at you in that U of M yellow pullover you were wearing. It's like you sensed or secretly planned there would be somebody at Aldi's today that's a huge Gophers fan. I found you so attractive. The Gophers shirt. The bangs. The way the yellow complimented your skin. I know I didn't have the best opening line, and I know that you awkwardly didn't hear me. But I would like another chance to show you, I'm not just the weird guy at Aldi's. I'm the weird guy that would like to take you on a date. I appreciate the eye contact we made throughout the store and then again in the parking lot. I hope I didn't scare you. I just wanted another glance.
That scared me.
Go Gophers.
You know what I imagine this situation? What? This woman is just shopping, minding her own business. This creepy man walks by and was like, nice bangs. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Nice bangs!
I said nice bangs, yeah.
Oh, gosh, that one. You know she's not going to go back there for a long time. Yeah. She's going to go to a different Aldi.
Yeah, that ain't working. Barista. You were quite possibly the most intriguing woman I've ever met, and the fact that you make a good coffee done hurt. This past Sunday morning, I know we were flirting. Your hair color was that of turquoise jewelry. Those black pants, and the way they fit you, just saying. Not everybody can pull that look off, but lady, you are something. Hope you get this and it makes you smile. Am I to understand that she had hair that was turquoise, or she was wearing turquoise jewelry?
I don't know.
I think she had like blue hair.
It says your hair color was that of turquoise jewelry. What in God's name does that mean? What did you just say? You had turquoise hair?
This guy needs to talk to the first person and learn how to write a little bit better.
K cashier. I stopped before work and we talked for a while. I actually was late to work. You had beautiful hair. Me, in blonde, with scrubs and glasses. I would like to get to know you better in many ways. If you're interested in girls, let me know. Oh, that's fun.
But was this cashier just doing her job and being a nice person?
Yeah, maybe.
There and the, you know, most cashiers at the grocery stores these days are really friendly.
Oh, this is a fun one, too. I like this one because there's a lot of question marks.
Oh.
It's titled, Angela? Angela? Where are you? Angela, where did you go? Angela, I miss you. Lost touch with you, my amazing friend. I last seen you. I don't remember when, but it was a long time ago. Angela, do you read this? Angela, do you come here? Angela, do you miss being my friend? Please reach out. Sometimes I worry that you're not okay.
Probably, listen, that person is writing to the person from the first thing. Last time they hung out was at the farm. Angela is chained up somewhere.
Yeah, she's not okay. You gotta find her.
I think the one that concerns me the most is the poor woman that wants to be unchained and brought to the farm.
Yeah.
That's Angela.
That concerns me a little bit. Do you think it was Angela?
That's Angela.
Yeah. Angela, this has been Misconnections! Something you got to start thinking about if you're bringing somebody back to your home and they are of romantic interest. In a couple of minutes, it is 8:26 in the morning. Celebrity Sizzler at the center to Ari with Positions. Playhouse in the morning on Y94.